Blog Talk Radio.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuffs that'll freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, mama. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them, till I need the work, till I need to beat it up, then it's beep beep, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger fists and cups, divorce them and split his bucks, just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin', me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking, hard cold and assassins, I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting, mommy get your ass in here, let's ride.
Hey, 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 Big Pimpin', Spinning Cheese, welcome to Alabama.
Yeah.
You made me laugh. I was about to say that.
Alabama said Spinning Cheese. I know that's right. Your phone breaking up, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Welcome.
Better now.
Say it again.
Am I better now? Does it sound better now? Let me stop.
I mean, it actually sounds better, but you just sound far. You just sound far away. But I can still hear you, everything you're saying. Yeah.
What about now?
There you go.
Me,
whatever you do,
me,
stay right there.
Yeah. Welcome to our Thursday / Friday edition of Kel's Corner. Y'all talking about, I hope that you guys enjoyed your Wednesday. I thank you guys for Tuesday because it was a bad man, majama. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you guys helped make it a bad man, majama. So, Lady T and I thank you all. Who's Lady T, you say? That's the co-host, Big Demo. Y'all some Bammers if y'all don't know already, for real. my co-host, yeah, I mean, Miss Lady T. How are you today, Lady T?
I'm doing great, actually. I am doing good. I'm doing amazing. Okay. I feel good. I think
right.
I look good, so,
okay.
Hey.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
Hey. Hey, see, you know what? You almost made me slip again.
I know.
I'm feeling good too. I feel good too.
Good.
Y'all, you know, I'm looking good. I think, you know, if you don't think I look good, then the hell with you. I know my mirror on the wall.
Whoa.
Told me I was the sexiest host of them all. Yeah,
I know, that's right. Yes.
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 Exactly. See what you're going to start? You got some stars. All right, y'all. I don't have no crazy wild one for y'all today about no rats, about nobody kids who I wanted to take my shoe off and whoop their high parts. Anything like that. I have actually had a great Wednesday and Thursday. As we all know, the norm is the opposite in Kel's life. But it's been good. It's been good.
Right.
Like I say, ain't nobody had to call the police on me. It's about killing their child, you know.
Okay.
I didn't make the announcement the other day because I was just so caught up in you know, my head was everywhere. But, you know, my grandbaby was in the hospital. dealing with her asthma. Yes, yes, yes. But things have turned around, and baby girl looking good. So you know, sooner than later, she'll be back home. So, you know, I'm thanking God for that one, you know. I'm telling you, boy, it's her mother called me, and we were FaceTiming, and that little precious baby, I'm trying to tell you, she was like, Pop, Pop, I want to get out of here. And I was just like, I'm going to come bust you out, bro. I'm like, Pop,
I'm on the way.
And Keela, for those of you all that don't know, Keela is my daughter. Keela said, Dad, you can't tell this girl you're going to bust her out. You're going to get her out of there. I said, I am. She said, Dad, let that girl be. The doctors are doing what they need to do. And, you know, she's responding tremendously to the necessary medications and everything. Let that thing be. I said, okay. I said, put her to the phone. He put her to the phone. I said, Pop-Pop gonna come get you.
I know, that's right. Yes.
I said, Pop-Pop will come
get you. And Grandma coming too.
You don't know? Well, Grandma was already there. Grandma wasn't playing around. Yeah, she was on Tila's side. Boy, let that baby heal. Let that baby heal like she's supposed to. All that mess. I'm like, anyway, Pop-Pop coming to get you. That's all
right.
I kept saying.
Right.
Pop-Pop coming to get you, darling. You know what I'm talking about? But, hey, thankfully, Pop-Pop ain't have to do no hospital break, you know, get my baby out of there. She'll be coming home. She'll be coming home here shortly, soon. So, you know, hey, I'm thankful for that. And as you can hear, Ghost is thankful for that.
Right.
You know, boy, I tell you.
Ghost like, yeah, where's the baby at?
You know. So, I would say thank you guys. Well, actually, I can't say thank you guys because I know that though you may not have prayed for my granddaughter's healing, I know that prayers for me and mine went up. So I say thank you. I say thank you to everyone.
All right, now, absolutely.
On today's show, y'all, this January 9th college football game, championship game between the Georgia Bulldogs and the TCU Horned Frogs. We didn't really get into winners and losers. We didn't pick winners and losers in with that. And I want to. I really want us to because I'm look. As we was young, we used to say, I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see something.
But you know,
Ted,
you want to put it with the Lady T's picks? I could just add it on to the Lady T's picks.
I was thinking about that, but I didn't know, you know, if it would throw your pattern, your mojo off. But if you think it won't, then, yeah, we can always do that. We can always add that college game to the picks. Hey, that should be no problem. That should be no problem. All right, Lady T, I see you taking on the fly. That's my co-host. We're going to discuss the NHL division leaders. We haven't talked about hockey at all, guys. We haven't talked about hockey at all. No mentions, no nothing. Not nothing. So what we're going to do today, we're going to discuss the division leaders and see where everybody's falling out in the each division, okay? Therese, you say, and listen, this was just for you. This was just for you. You say that You just talk about what we bring up. I want to hear about the Chicago Bulls and the rift between their two all-stars, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. You know, and I want to ask the question: Do you think that this rift will be too hard for the team to overcome moving forward? And then I got another surprise question that I want to ask you.
Okay.
Another surprise question. Okay. We're going to update the latest condition on Bill's safety, DeMar Hamlin. God is good. That's all I got to say about that. Lady T brings us the week 18 version of Lady T's picks. Y'all make sure y'all just, oh, man. Boy, I'm telling y'all, make sure y'all just, I got to get my money to Lady T for these picks. You know what I mean? And we give our thoughts on exactly what we think going to happen in this week 18 of the NFL, the final week of everybody playing. If I'm not mistaken, the Bills and Cincinnati game, when exactly are they going to replay that? Let me ask that question first.
I think it's going to be after this week.
Okay, so...
Yeah,
okay.
They haven't scheduled anything yet, but it's going to be after week 18 play their, you know, schedule.
Okay, so, but even still, that'll be the only regular season game left. So we can pretty much say that this weekend will be the end of this 2022-23 regular season. Now the postseason is still going, but for the regular season, you know, we've just about run its course. So we're going to talk about this season. Did you learn anything regarding your team? Where do you stand with your team? And I think you all know exactly where DMV Kill stands with his team. I'm not going to ruin it for everybody, but yeah, that part. So, listen, you guys want to join in? You guys want to join in? Join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live, Mom, Betty, and Neil. My Betty and them. You know what? I might change that name to My Betty and them. You know what I'm talking about? At Tales Corner on Facebook Live, Lady T and the Online Corner Crew, or you can join DMV Kale and all our live in studio guests. What is wrong with me today, girl? At 563-999-3782. We want to hear your opinion and your thoughts. We wanted to say, oh, they feel like this about it. And then you say, nah, I was feeling this way. Call in. Go online.
Right.
Check.
Right.
Look. Check. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up. Let her know. No, I think this. I feel that. Or no. DMV Kale, you crazy for this. I'm saying this, I'm saying that. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get this thing right, y'all. All right. Now, that we've got all that out, is there anything that you want to get out, Lady T? Stop laughing at me, girl.
No, I just can't wait till we, I just want to ride my horse. I've been missing my horse, Kale. But that's a different subject. That's a different subject. Yeah, I've been missing, like, riding the horse and, you know, doing all that stuff. I got to get back into it. But
that
I'm going to get back
activity.
Into it. Yeah.
That springtime activity, yeah.
But it's
and
so
I know
relaxing
the horse is
to
y'all
the
too.
Brain. Yeah, it's so
right.
Relaxing to the brain, though.
Yeah, I fish. ain't messing with no horse.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know,
I can't swim, and I can't drink that much water. So I'm not. I can't do that.
Girl, I ain't messing with you. She says she can't drink that much water.
I know, right?
Water.
That's my motto.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. College football coming up.
It's a word called love. Call love. Call love.
The way the nigga Pop felt when he made Me Against the World, all eyes on me. That nigga got me feeling like all eyes on me, Me Against the World. Y'all got me on my shit. Thought niggas would appreciate what I did to this game. Being that I'm flesh of your flesh, blood of your blood, come from the same hood you come from. This shit basically the same story.
Alright. College football championship game. Monday at 7 p.m., January 9th at 7 p.m. Treat, I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to stand firm on it. I'm not going to change my mind. Nobody's going to make me change my mind. I think TCU going to upset Georgia. Mm-hmm. I really think TCU is going to upset Georgia. And I'm glad you had the idea to put it in with Lady T's picks this week because, I think TCU is going to upset the heck out of Georgia. You know what I mean? Because I think Georgia is going to go in there with the swag of, we Georgia, they just TCU. Well, there was a time when you could say that, TCU. Now ain't that time. Now is not that time. I think TCU brings a stout defense, a glorious offense, and a mentality of, yes, just a mentality of we can win this. So, and when a team has its mojo going for itself, watch out.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to just beat. You know what I mean? What say you, T?
Yeah.
What are you going for?
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel that way too. But I think Georgia is going to beat. I do think that. But I think TC is not going to be no easy out. Like, they're going to give you everything that they got, including a little something on the side. But if they win, I would love that. But if Georgia win, you know, they would have a perfect season with no losses. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, who do you think is going to win? The Cinderella team or the team with no losses? So it's just that, you know, that's what it really comes down to. Which one is going to have more heart on that day? Who going to have more possessions? Because both of these teams are a good run team. It's going to be who going to be able to stop the run.
Yeah,
I think.
Right.
And going to win this game.
But
TCU going to give them everything they got?
Yeah, but when you break it down like that, Tree, I think the scale tips a little in Georgia's favor. But at the same time, don't underestimate TCU. Like you said, Tree, they bring in everything. They bring in everything. So we just gotta hope that Georgia has to hope that is ready. Yeah, they ready for anything, everything. You know what I'm talking about? All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone on this one. Brother Lou in Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, good evening. Okay, well, after what we saw in the, you know, in the semifinal matches, anything is possible with the championship match.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I will give TCU credit, but I don't know. I think Georgia has the upper hand here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what gives you that notion? Tree said it because of Georgia's run game, right, Tree? And
Georgia has a great running game.
Mm-hmm. So
Georgia has a great running game.
So you're going with the running game as well?
Oh yeah.
Mm. Okay, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Let me see if my brother ready for us, you know. I usually got to let him make a peanut butter jelly sandwich before he come on, y'all. Let's see if he ready today. Big Brother Tang!
You crazy. What's up, Kale? What's going on, fam? Much love and respect. Yeah, I know that's right, brother. Peanut butter and jelly.
Make me peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, T. Cut it out. Change nothing with you. Hey, look.
So who
hey,
do you say?
Y'all already know. I just want to see a good game. I said I was gonna go with the underdog on TCU, so I'm a stick with TCU. And I didn't know till I heard Miss T say that Georgia was undefeated. So that's gonna be a real big task for them too, to be undefeated throughout the whole year. But you know, when the team go undefeated, I haven't seen it, but I only known the 72 Dolphins to do it.
That's it.
You know, in football. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if they do that, that'd be a great accomplishment for that college also. I would really tip my hat off for them doing that. I'm just waiting for to see this great game. That's all I can really say. I'm just waiting. I'm going with TCU.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you, Jordan, at TCU. It's just something about them, man. It's just something about them. You know, they are tough.
They only lost one game.
So you only lost one game.
One. Mm-hmm. They're 13-1, and Georgia is 14-0. So this game is going to be real close.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, I believe.
Yeah, I think
on
so
both sides. I believe both coaches are going to have them teams coached up and ready to play. They're going to be ready to roll, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. All right,
it should
be. Let's take another call.
Hey, dude, my bad, dude.
What did you do,
I usually speak to everybody when I get on. I usually last, so I remember Lou was on here. My bad, brother Lou.
Oh, shut the front door. Now, all of a sudden, everybody, you bandwagon jumpers. All of a sudden, everybody TCU fan.
Nope, I said
you. Come on, 57.
Yep.
We can't
jump
in the room with brothers.
There's plenty of room. I got four horses. There's plenty of room. Just pile on in.
Come on.
That's right. They can pull all of us off the step.
I can pull everybody. This, don't let the records and system say it just right. Don't let the records of these two teams fool you. TCU, even though they lost one game, they lost that one game because they played Kansas State. Played their butt off. Kansas State played their butt off. Their kicker missed the last field goal from 15 yards out, cost them the game. If there were any two teams out there playing that were basically each phase of the game, they're good at it, it's these two teams right here. Georgia might be a little more because they've been there and won it before. But if they make a mistake against TCU, this is a team that's going to hop right on it and make them pay for it. And they're going to make them pay for it quick because they don't take a lot of time to score. So look for if Georgia's not ready, like Lady T said earlier, if Georgia's not ready, They can get taken to the woodshed, and it's going to be over.
So what you're telling me, what you're telling me is, let's just say Georgia has a turnover. Look for TCU to attack. Look for TCU
right away.
Okay. So it's not going to be turnover. TCU come out with the mundane run the ball. No, they're actually going to attack Georgia off of Georgia's mistake. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. It could be Tuesday evening at midnight, and TCU still going to come at you like it's Saturday at the beginning of the game. That's how they play. They do not let up.
Yeah. They play to the zeros on the clock.
Well, see, now I got to go with TCU.
But Georgia played the same way.
But Georgia's a powerhouse.
All year, team that I supported all year, when they got a turnover, they did nothing with it. So, yeah, I want to see, even if it's college, somebody – show you why you shouldn't make mistakes against them. You know what I mean? Why you need to play mistake-free football. So, yeah, that's going to be great to watch. That's going to be great to watch. And 57, we can jump ship here because this is college. Nope. I mean, the only college team that the only college team that I personally have had was Maryland. That's it. You know what I mean? And they played in the mayonnaise. They played in the mayonnaise bowl, man.
Well, that's right.
They was helping people make deviled eggs, man.
Mike doing a big job over there with Maryland. They're going to be all right, too.
Man.
I know what Sis was getting ready to say. It was a good – Maryland played a good game in the mayonnaise bowl.
After they finished, they made some potato salad.
And some cold cuts.
some devil eggs.
I love potato salad.
You know what I'm talking about? Man.
Well, at least they were in the Duke mayonnaise one. Was they in the Duke mayonnaise one?
This is Duke Mayonnaise Bowl.
Duke Mayo Bowl.
Hey, I watched one that said the bad boy mowing comp or some type of bowl. But I'm like, wow. Yeah, it was something like that.
But for the Duke Bowl, Mayonnaise is really expensive. Duke's mayonnaise is expensive. Let me just put that out there.
Hey, look.
That's all
they use down south. I'm telling you. That's all they use down south.
I ain't lying. It's like $6. And it's a name brand. Like, it's like Miracle Whip and all that down there where they at.
That's right.
Two words.
How?
Ejaculation. That's what mayonnaise is to me.
What?
How ejaculation.
I mean, look, they never had a Cool Whip ball. They never had a Miracle Whip ball or anything. So, but they'll just name a bowl after anything.
A cheesy bowl.
Well, what bowl is this we're about to see for the championship game, or is this just the championship game?
Just the championship game.
It's no bowl, right?
No. No bowl.
It's not a bowl.
Bowl. Last weekend was bowl weekend. That's done.
Bowl weekend.
Now,
this is championship week. This
straight up championship. This is
now it's the real thing.
Dominance. Yes, it's for dominance in college football. That's what we're watching for Monday.
Now,
you know what? I just realized, Kale. Playoff starts this weekend is the last weekend. So it's no Monday night game this week, right?
Right.
For the NFL. Maybe that's when they should play that game, Tree. Maybe that's when they should play that Bills and Cincinnati game. Since it's no Monday night game. But I guess they don't want to interfere with the college bowl. I mean, college championship game. So, yeah.
Right.
I understand
that. That's true.
I don't understand that.
I think they're so shook up.
They should do it Saturday.
I think it's a 50-50.
Sure.
They might not even play the game.
They're trying to figure out a way if they don't play the game, they'll figure it out some kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they were saying today, that they were trying to figure out if they don't play the game, how can they match things up, you know, for the people to get number one seed and all like that. So
guys might not
be able to go out there and play each other again this year.
That's true.
Both teams had the ball an equal amount of time. The Bills got 3 points with their possession. Cincinnati got 7 with theirs. I think they should call the game just like that. Both teams. Yes.
Yeah.
Both teams had equal. I mean, and nobody knew what was going to happen, that the game would have an incident as horrific as it did. But the fact remains, we all had the ball the same amount of time. We all had our possession. It's almost similar to an overtime, really, if you think about it. So don't, you know, you guys got 3 with your possession. We got 7 out of ours. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm like, I'm not going to go along with anything that's short of a win in our favor. This game ended with us having more points. I know a lot of people will disagree with that, but
it's true.
But that's facts, though. That's facts, though, what you just said. That's how they're going to probably – a lot of them will probably really feel like that, especially if it messes with their position in the playoff. They're going to feel exactly how you just said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know that there are some people that really don't want them to play football at all this weekend? Don't want the NFL to play football at all. You know, how far the feelings range, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's how far the feelings range, from canceling the game, not playing the game, to not playing any games at all this Sunday.
Yeah.
You know?
But they are playing, though, right? Because they have everything scheduled. There's no cancellations or anything yet.
No, they're not going. But they ran everything down today on ESPN. I'm sorry if I cut across anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
No.
But they ran everything down on ESPN today, from Daryl Stingley. Well, not from 1970, the first guy to die on the field in a professional game, all the way to Daryl Stingley. All the people who have got affected on the field, where they either had to stop the game or their heart is stopped, but they came back on the field. This one right here was the scariest, you know, because it hasn't happened since 1970. Yeah, this was the scariest.
76.
And another thing I think they was waiting on to really see how the young man was doing. And now that they get the positive things, they talking real good about everything looking on the up and up so far. That's what's going to really decide if they're going to have this game. I have these games this Sunday. Now, if something would have happened to the young man between now and wasn't going good, I believe they wouldn't have had no games. I believe everything would have been pushed back.
I do too, Tay.
But now that he up squeezing hands and, you know, they said he writing stuff down on the paper. So that's the only reason why I think we probably will have some games this Sunday.
And coming right off the back of Tua having to go out for the, you know, and man, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm gonna say it to all our fans or all the people out there that listen to the podcast. I apologize. After the other night, I felt bad. I apologize for calling Tua Paperhead. I said it in a joking manner, but seeing what these can really happen to these guys,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I apologize to everybody out there, to him. I'll never say that again about anybody, man.
I know they really appreciate that, 57. That's real main of you to say that. That's great.
He got his big boy pants on. He got the big boy pants on. Let's go to the
Mom Betty said she don't think the game is necessary to play. Mom Betty said she don't think the game is necessary to play.
I agree with my bad.
We won't know until after these games. We won't know until after these games are done with.
No, we talked about Bills and Bengals.
Right now, it don't look like it. But yeah,
oh,
that's
sorry,
what I'm talking
thanks.
About. Now, it don't look necessary, but whatever happens this week can really decide a lot of different stuff too.
On
that game.
Yeah,
it don't
and
look like
think I'm trying to be funny.
Of somebody going to the playoffs and stuff like that, the outcome do affect
if the Commanders had won, they would have to play this game somewhere down the line. The Commanders would have made it. The Commanders winning would have changed the whole landscape of the playoffs. That's the one team that was getting ready to do it, but they didn't make the playoffs. But I'm not trying to be funny.
That's true. No.
My fighting gloves is off, man. Y'all got it. Come on,
007. I put you on the bad string. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad. Hello, everybody.
My bad.
I was kind of late. I had to put some mayo on my potato salad.
For
real, though, that's a lot of mayo that took a bath in. I can use some of that mayo. Man, you know how many people love mayo?
Come on back, bruh. Come on back to us, bruh. Come on back.
I'm scared to ask. I'm really scared to ask this. But what in the ham sandwich was you watching when somebody took a bath in mayo, man?
Remember, mayo bowl thing? Somebody took a mayo bowl.
Yeah, they had the mayo. Yeah, it was when it first came on.
Yeah, I know. People
were
staying drinking Big Apple.
They was gonna be stinking if they left it on them too long. I'm gonna tell you that name.
You know what?
They had so much mayonnaise on their body.
That Sylvester that I ate before the show, it was so good.
I don't know how good
it's going to be on the return now. So we're not going to talk about mayonnaise and people bathing in it and all that. Tell me what you think about this college championship game on Monday, man.
Right.
Let's concentrate there, y'all. Georgia versus TCU, not Maine versus Mayo. Come on. Give me something.
Yeah, I'm going for the upset. I think TCU going to win the national championship. I think Quentin Johnston going to have a big game. The wide receiver for TCU.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So you in a game where everybody else, I just love 007. Everybody talked about was the run game, how the run game is going to dominate, it's going to be a stalemate because both teams can run and both teams can stop the run. And you come out with the X factor, the wide receiver. Give me his name again, man.
Quentin Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Chris,
a bad boy.
Robert Keith.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
I think he had 123 yards for one touchdown the last time. I like the quarterback for TC Dugan's game too. Like, got a lot of play options going on, bootleg play options. That coach of theirs, they really good. I think they have a chance to upset UGA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, one thing I will say, I have to agree with that fact. This is a whoever really wants it type situation here, because both these teams are equally yoked. These teams are equally yoked. Good quarterback play, good defensive presence, a good offensive presence, and two coaches that don't look like the moment is too big for them. Two coaches that look like they can handle. Go ahead.
One more thing. It's something that I think you said 2 weeks ago, you know, before this playoff bracket started, TCU was always, you know, ranked, but they never couldn't get, you know, saying past like the at-large teams because, you know, Southeast Conference or the Big Ten, for example, was taking over. Good thing the playoff system starts, because now you have a shot and a chance to win it all now.
Right. True.
Yeah.
That is one good point about this new playoff system, because let's face it, if you weren't from the Big Ten, Big 12, or SEC, you really didn't even have an opportunity. You really didn't even have a chance. They had teams that were their favorites. That's why your boy Nick Saban was as adamant as he was, how can you have a playoff without
Alabama?
Because Alabama was number 5, man.
That's why. That's great.
You
didn't make it,
you know? He didn't make it. He didn't.
You was never
playing. Yeah.
Right. You
know. You
never girl. You ain't make it, boo boo. I got the boo boo for you. You say you ain't make it, and I'm gonna say boo boo. Go ahead, 57. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say I can understand why he's so arrogant, because he had LSU, and while he was at LSU, they were a monster. They had a great team for about 5 or 6 years. He left there, went to the pros, bombed out in the pros, came back to Alabama, got a monster, you know. So now he's like, "Hey, I'm the emperor. Y'all can't kick me out."
That's how he felt.
As they were showing him to the door,
as 007
said, a couple of times TCU suffered for them doing whatever they could to get Alabama back into the top four so they could play for the championship.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. That's what I mean by this new college championship system is not favoring anyone. But the team that deserves to be there. But the team that deserves to be there. I 57, you guys remember when I say I used to mock TCU? Well, this is one of the reasons that they were mocked, because they were never chosen. Ever. Never chosen. And now they made themselves into an undeniable powerhouse. And kudos to TCU, man. That's all I got to say about it. You know what I mean? Them Bama's made themselves relevant. Relevant. Like Tree
said. I'm surprised Penn State ain't in there.
Penn State?
Yeah, that used to be their favorite. Penn State, Notre Dame. Sorry, Lou. Penn State, Notre Dame.
Lou gone now, so. But,
okay.
I really don't think, and this is just my opinion, All things for real, Penn State has recovered from the Sandusky situation. Yeah. I don't think they fully recovered. Now, have they made their way back somewhat? Somewhat they have.
Yeah.
But
they won their bowl game.
It's going to be a progress. I think they'll be all right in the next 2-3 years. But they did good. They won their bowl this year. And, I mean, they punished them people.
Yes,
they
did. That quarterback flip is like that.
Okay.
You got parents that's going, I like Penn State and I want to send you there, but I'm scared what might happen to you in the locker room.
Mm. Yeah, but all those people going there.
Another one of them jokers come out in Penn State, man, they're going to have to shut that university down, man.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Completely.
And I love Penn State. You know that thing. I love Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, when that hurt me to my heart, like I was still, like I was up in there. Like, you know, like I was, had kids and all that. I was in the uproar just like everybody else was in the uproar when that stuff was happening.
You love everything about Pennsylvania. You want to be a Steeler fan.
No, sir.
Franco Harris. Franco Harris came out of Penn State. You love everything about Pennsylvania.
I don't like them jail uniforms, and then it's too cold.
Well, I like Terry Bradshaw, so, okay, you have a point.
I don't like him either.
Terry Bradshaw.
I don't like him either.
I
don't like Terry.
At least I hooked me one.
He be doing that. You got to really listen to him. I was almost about to say something, but he got some funny jokes. Like, they ain't funny.
He got them shade tree jokes.
The Kirby jokes.
He got
them Kirby jokes.
Right.
I wonder how Joe Montana comedy is.
He got a TV show. He got a TV show that he do with his girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I get that from. I'm not saying what he do on, you know, on his little analyst type thing. I'm talking about something personal.
Yeah.
So that's why
I don't get it. And you know what? I saw the commercial advertisement for that TV show, and I was like, I'm not going to watch that. that is nothing I'm interested in. I'm not going to watch that. No.
Hey, Terry, all right, man. He just a dumb jock. Yeah.
He just misunderstood. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
okay.
You know.
No,
He and one other quarterback, the only two quarterbacks in the history of the game, that go to 4 Super Bowls and win 4 Super Bowls. And I don't have to tell y'all who that other quarterback is.
Same
do
point.
I sis?
But go ahead.
Joe Montana.
Go ahead. I know, but I wasn't going to be the one to rub it in nobody's face. I wasn't doing that.
Joe Montana.
Oh, y'all only won 1 Super Bowl?
Yeah, he won 4.
No, I said Steve Young only won 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah, he only won 1. That was it.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought he won 2 of them. So Montana got 4.
Nah.
I know that's right.
Okay. So hey, look, y'all,
don't forget.
Lady T had the brilliant idea. We're going to put the college game between Georgia and TCU in with our picks. This week, for week 18, we're going to put that game in as well. All right? So don't y'all get lost.
That's
going to
be a Monday night game. That's going to be nice. Are we going to get a score on that one?
On that
it
one.
It ain't no Monday night game.
So what we do about last week?
Who won last week?
Nobody. We didn't do it.
Nobody
postponed.
Yeah. The game on Monday.
So we just threw the whole week away?
No.
No.
Before I make a big scene, did I pay?
Well, he was three.
Not yet. With,
okay. I'll go with whatever y'all say then.
Oh, Lord.
Actually, that saved you.
Oh, Lord.
The fact that they didn't finish the game, because now you can go ahead and send, you can go ahead and set 10. 5 for this week, 5 for last week, because it's not finished yet. Last week's 6 aren't complete, because we're waiting on what.
Okay, so should we just throw that game out and just go on whatever the other games we see? You know, throw that game out.
We couldn't 57 because too many people with the thing. But you want to split it up 4 ways?
Yeah, it was too many people.
Split it up 4 ways?
That's
yeah.
I want to make a correction.
Came in the store.
Yeah, it was too many people with the same number of wins and losses. So
right.
You can't split the pot up like that. You know what I mean? We were kind of dependent on this Monday night game to break the ties, as Streets always say. You know what?
Right.
Boy, you've been playing this bag all day. You've been playing Lady T's pick for 2 seasons now, and we explained to you the Monday night, the significance of the Monday night game. Boy, we gonna see if we can get your medicine changed, man.
We never had this happen before, though, Kel. Who could have looked? I sat down with my popcorn, and I said, ooh, this about to be a good game. The way they was going, I said, this is about to be a good game. And then, you know, next thing you know, homeboy sick. Mm. Thank God he better.
Well, I sat down with my cheese curls. I sat down with my cheese curls ready for some action.
You would.
And got none. So, you know, hey.
I want to say,
okay, no cheese curls here.
Yeah, I know everybody said Steve Young had 1 Super Bowl. He has 3 because he was with another team. But Steve Young has 3 Super Bowl champions. No, I just wanted to make
Steve
that clear.
Steve Young was the backup with Joe Montana.
That's why he got it.
You know what?
That's
I forgot about
that.
He was a backup with Joe Montana. I forgot about that. Because he stunk up Tampa Bay.
He only was there 1 year.
Huh?
What are you talking about? Steve Young?
Yeah, he was terrible in Tampa Bay.
He was there 1 year.
And he was terrible. That's why he was only there 1 year.
Tampa Bay. What's the point?
Huh?
Steve Spurrier went 0-14 with Tampa Bay.
Steve Spurrier was the worst.
Hey man, don't y'all do that to the whole ball coach. We're gonna just get out on the field.
Doug Williams saved that team. Doug Williams came in and saved that team.
Mm-hmm.
And caught hell for doing it.
Yes, he did. Ended up in Washington.
He was the first 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
be more careful.
All right, you know what? Let's bring Big Boy in and see how he feels about this college championship game. What's up, Big Boy?
What's up, Big Boy?
What say you on this January 9th, this Monday night college game between Georgia and TCU? Who's going to take it in your book?
Hey, if I'm being honest, I'm pulling for Georgia.
Okay.
If I'm being honest, I'm pulling for Georgia. I think TCU going to get them all they can handle, though.
Right, yep. Lie to us, Big Boy. Don't be honest.
I can't treat you like the side chick right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, that was a good comeback right there. I like that one.
Yeah, okay. Look, bro, I want you to stick around for a minute. But again, I think Georgia gonna get it done. But I think it's gonna be a good game. I think that's
all I want. That's all I want is a good game. That's all I want.
I would like to see
for all the years that I have mocked and made fun of TCU, I would like to see them do something, you know, good for their program. But if not, you know, hey, man, just give me a good game, man. Give me some, you see that hit? Oh, that interception. Oh, man, they get pressure on that quarterback. Yeah, I need all that.
Big boy, let me ask you a question. I think either one of these teams, if they score two touchdowns real quick and start going fast, and they could run away with the game. This game could go like one of three ways, I feel. It could either be a really close game, or Georgia, like you said, could really put it to them, or TCU could play them to a tight game. But I do believe whoever if they score fast, could run away with this game. Georgia could really do it.
I'm looking at these defenses, and I just don't think that's going to happen. I get your point. It's a true point. But I'm looking at these defenses, and I don't think that's going to happen. Like them playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know,
okay.
Unless they get them off. I mean, anything can happen with, a couple of long plays or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. But in all likelihood, with these defenses, nah. They're going to grind it out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I ain't even got to be in a high-scoring event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have it being a high-scoring event.
Yeah, because the defense will be stopping them. Third down
okay.
Will be long.
Right. Okay.
You know,
hey, look y'all, program change real quick. I'm going to read these off real quick so we can We just went way over with college football, but I was enjoying the conversation. Thank y'all. I'm going to name off the National Hockey League division leaders. In the Atlantic division, there's Boston at 29-4. Metropolitan Division, Carolina at 25-7. The Central Division, there's Dallas at 23-10. And the Pacific Division has Vegas at 26-12. And I just want to say this. They put that marketing together with Vegas, man. Because ever since Vegas was introduced to the NHL, they have been in the top of their division. They have been the team that represented ever since Vegas has been put together. And I was hurt. I was hurt because, you know, in order to make Vegas, they took, what was it, 007, one or two players from every team.
You're right. They took Janison, whatever his name is, took him, premier players that won the 2018 Stanley Cup. They Vegas took some of them and kept them in contention.
Yeah, exactly. And my hats off to Vegas, man. They have not looked back since their inception. I'm telling you, man. And it seems like every season. Now, it's still early. It's still early. But for Vegas to be leading the Pacific Division, that's crazy to me. That's crazy. It's like this team has not fallen off from season to season. You know, it almost seems as if they get better every daggone season. Like, they're a super team or something. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me. Because I keep expecting them to fall off, and they keep saying to me, nah, Slim, we here. We are here. So, hey, congratulations to
After all, we beat the Vegas in the Stanley Cup, so we're sitting pretty for that. Hey, can I talk about since we're on the hockey thing? Can I talk about Ovechkin right quick? Because a lot of people talk about Ovechkin. He's not gonna even beat Brady's Wayne Gretzky record. He's not gonna be considered one of the greatest hockey players. And I disagree because if he breaks Wayne Gretzky's record, you know, he did it a short amount of time, and he did it with one team. I would love for Ovechkin, you know, before the career is out, to win the President's Cup along with the Stanley Cup to solidify that he is the best hockey player in the world. That's all I wanted to say.
He was like 99 points away the last time I checked. Is it still 99 points away? Is he still 99 points away?
He scored two goals yesterday.
So that means in order for him to break Gretzky's record, he got to play two more years. In Gretzky. I just don't see it. I mean, he gets banged around right now.
You mean Ovechkin, 57.
I mean Ovechkin.
Look,
when I say Gretzky,
this, right?
I'm sorry.
If he scores 90 anything with the time that's left, they better be waiting for him when he can skate off the ice with a cup. Them, come on.
That's what I was about to say, too. 90 goals in a season is the highest ever. I think Wayne Gretzky scored 90 goals in a season. That's what I'm saying. If Ovechkin could do that, it's fake. There should be no debate after that.
Sis, you got to check that one out, sis. 90 goals in one season?
90 goals in the season, yup.
Who scored 90 goals in one season?
Wayne Gretzky scored 90 goals in one season.
But that was before steroids and all that, or at least before they were checking for steroids and all of that. Hockey wasn't as popular to the people. When I say the people, I mean everyone. Hockey has always had a great following, but they weren't as advertised as they are now. So to even say Wayne Gretzky gets mad and other, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The man is retired. His stats are his stats. But we know today, if somebody scores 90 anything in a season, we need you to come holler at us for a minute. You need to come out, take this cup and do your thing for real. And look, and they're going to stand there and watch them. They're going to stand there and
watch.
So, let me read this to y'all real quick.
I can't go right now.
Because it's really impressive. Wayne Gretzky holds almost every single season career scoring record there is. Single season goals in 1 year was 92 in 81-82. Assists with 163 in 85-86. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot.
And he dominated for 2 decades. Retired
that's incredible.
After the 98-99 season, raked him goals 894, assists 1963, and points with 28.57.
Wow, okay.
I don't know who's gonna catch that.
Yeah,
007. Even if he was to break his record, as far as scoring, Gretzky would still be the greatest man.
Like for example, people will say all these other players is like the greatest basketball player. But if you stick with one team, I'm saying Ovechkin, who stuck with one team and you break the record with that one team, it, that's where I'd be like, it, with the debate come in there. Because, you know, this dude on Graph, he played with Hamilton Oilers, played with L.A. Kings, and all. He traveled around. Ovechkin stayed at one time.
And he was
in
great everywhere he went. He was great everywhere he went. He didn't fall off at all.
You're making his point, Governor. Like, he went everywhere he was a star. It didn't matter where he went, he was going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, wherever he went, he was that guy. So you're making his point.
To move around and have to reacclimate yourself time and time again and still be great, I would have.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
He has his name on top of too many other categories. We're just talking about scoring when it comes to Ovechkin. Like Teresa said, the 168 assists in one season, that's in essence 168 points plus what he was scoring. Because we know in hockey, they that's a stat. They count your assists.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
And not only are you a great scorer, but you a great teammate because you making with all them assists, you putting everybody in the game.
Yeah,
everybody.
Everybody. You getting everybody into the game with you. It's not just me. Yeah. I'm not gonna be the only star on the team. Here, I'm assist you. You score. Here, I'm you score. Then you score.
Yeah.
Then you score. Like he was
a great
LeBron
point
of
guard.
His team. Kobe of his team.
I was just gonna say he was a great point guard if you want to put it with the basketball. That's what he was with all them assists.
And look, as Skip Bayless would say, he's the Tom Brady of hockey.
Exactly.
Hey, sis, you came up fast with those stats.
I be on it. When y'all don't hear me talking, that's what I be doing. I be looking it up.
I need you to look up something and come up real fast. These troubles in Chicago with your two all-stars, Zach LaVine and DeRozan. You know, is this going to be an obstacle too hard for your team to overcome moving forward?
Nah, they're going to be all right. They just had a little blow-up because they missing parts of the team, and then both guys want the other guy to pick up the slack. Like, come on, pick it up. You pick his slack up. You pick the other half up, and we're going to do this. But sometimes it be too much for one person to do. So that's just like Zach LaVine. One night he had 40-something points, and DeRozan had like 25, 30. Then the next day, DeRozan had 40-something, almost 50 points, and Zach LaVine had like 28. So it's like they gotta balance it out. Like when one not doing well, the other one has to pick the slack up. And I think this is new territory for them because we missing a piece. We missing a big piece of our team, like a big piece. Like the ball brother is not there. Like we don't know when he's going to come back. We don't know what his time frame is. So everybody is frustrated right now. We already knew this wasn't going to be no championship season because we knew he wasn't going to be here. So we just trying to maintain and just hold on to what we have. That's what I think is happening. I don't know for sure if that's really what's happening, but that's what I see.
But there are rumors of a trade.
Well, that's only because other people want to. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is the
Go
question
ahead.
I want to ask you.
Sure.
You like Bradley Beal. Would you take
Bradley
Beal for
team.
DeRozan? Why not?
No, sir.
You
because
would
he doesn't fit with my team. Listen,
now,
hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out, though. Let me answer the question. Let me answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
You said Bradley Beal for DeRozan. Only reason why I'm saying no is because I prayed for DeRozan. Like I wanted him to be on my team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when all of it was coming down the pipe that he might come to Chicago, I was on both I was on both my knees and my elbows saying, please, we need you. So I can't just give him up for Bill, even though I love Bill. You know what I'm saying? I pray mm-hmm. hard for this man.
I give Bill love for Trey Young, though.
You'll give
I don't
Bill
know why
up.
Y'all keep wanting to give up Bill, man.
Trey Young.
No, man.
That's
a championship.
Give up
too,
Bill for Trey Young.
No,
Trey Young?
I wouldn't do that. Nah. I wouldn't do
007.
That.
007. Come 007 on.
007 is going crazy right now.
Y'all know every now and then, every show, we got to get one or two. What the hell are you talking about? 007. That was 007. What the hell are you
right.
talking about?
What the hell is this? 007?
You know what I mean?
There's two teams out there.
I read a report. It was a rumor that, you know, he went out of Atlanta. So, and,
yeah,
you know, Bradley Beal. Yeah, and Bradley Beal is not fluent with the lineup what we have right now. I know he signed a max contract, but why not have Trey Young come to D.C. with Porzingis and Kuzma? And I think he will make them a championship contender. Call me crazy,
nah.
But
wait, you
crazy.
Atlanta always winning the division.
But I'm going to call you crazy.
He don't be having nothing.
He said call him crazy. He said, call me crazy. I'm calling him crazy.
I'm calling him crazy, too. I'm seconding your motion.
Okay,
anybody
yeah. I mean, hey, bruh, if we needed a point guard to go along with the monster team that we had, okay, maybe Trey Young. But we don't want to build with Trey Young. Uh-uh. And that's what we feel. I ain't going to say, okay, let me stop because Tang going to get on me for saying we build it. But we don't want to – he ain't at the he ain't a piece that we need right now. We don't need Trey Young.
Hey, the pieces are stepping up, y'all. Hachimura and Gasol, but they got a coach. Now, see, hold on. Let me just say this. We got to give some props to the coach, man. Soon
yeah.
he started doing yeah. Gasol and Porzingis, starting them together. And Kuzma, down on that bottom of that paint and all that, man, we killing the rebounds out. We doing everything.
Yeah.
He making
yeah.
adjustments,
yes,
man. And just let Bradley
yes,
Beal sit out till he get healthy. See, that's where the coach got to step in and tell Bradley, no, just sit down.
Yeah.
See, he keep
yeah.
letting Bradley come
yeah.
back and dictate when he want to come back. That's where he left. He got to be a coach and say, no, you don't need to come back right now.
Exactly.
That's why he keep on hurting
uh-huh.
himself, man. Why would you, as a coach, you got your main player out there. He just hurt a hamstring again, which the same thing that's been bothering him. And he right back out there in three games. In three games, you had him right back out there.
Because Bill
somebody
got to
remember.
Nobody even hit him.
Exactly. Bill's whole interest is making that all-star team, man.
We got to remember the season that he had last year. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Bill's whole interest is making the All-Star team. Bill has always been a player caught up in individual accolades. And not he's always been a player caught up in himself. And what he can do. That's just my opinion. Go ahead, 57.
Come on, 57.
People forget that last year, Bradley Beal ran hard alongside Westbrook. Even though we didn't win a lot, that was a hard season for him. He played the whole year, and at some parts during the year, he was the leading scorer in the league. You know, so now he comes back this year, trying to do the same thing. His body ran his body down. He ain't got Westbrook beside him no more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tang said, he's never really been able to sit out and heal. He keeps rushing himself back, and he keeps hurting himself again.
But you know,
we don't
what?
Need
you
to get
what?
Rid of Bradley Beal.
Think about this. When what's his name from Pierce? When Pierce came from Boston, Bill was playing out of his mind. Bill was playing like he knew what was going on and what he needed to do.
That's because
came in, had already did it. He knew where to put them boys at because he was on the floor with
them.
There you go. He directed that team, bro.
Yeah.
So when we forgot when we said this last year when Pierce left, the first thing he said is John Wall and Bradley Beal going to divert right back to what they was doing when I wasn't here. And both of them did.
Yep.
So if he saw that,
both of them did.
I know the coaches know that.
They had nobody in the locker room like Paul Pierce to keep them guys in order. Like Tang said, Paul Pierce came there and kept Beal and Wall from going at each other and made them play on the court. Soon, like Tang just said, it happened.
But I think that's why they got Udonis Haslam in the locker room for that long, like he was down there with the Heat, because he was that stability, that mindset, that like he was that coach in the locker room, coach on the bench. He was, you know, just a reason, like don't do that, you know. And showing them what to do. That's how Paul Pierce, when he came in, he did the same as I've seen.
You're absolutely right, Miss T, because what you say his name was again?
UD.
See, he was there and already seen everything. Hash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was there and already seen all that. So like you say, they did keep him on there to let them young boys. Hey, I can tell you a story about when Alonzo and this person. See, he can go all the way back.
Yeah.
And see, that's what Pierce was able to do for Bradley Beal and Wall. And like you say, big bro, once they left, man, that was it, man. Them boys started partying again. You saw them.
Yeah.
Pierce had them in check, man. That veteran what we needed, but we just never had that.
They need
now,
Uncle Buck in the locker room.
To be our veteran on our team. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes,
right. Well, I just wanted to know what Trees trade me. DeRozan for Bill.
Oh, man.
That's what I wanted to know.
We argue about that trade.
Yes, heck no.
You said what time?
I wouldn't argue about that trade.
No.
Well, bad Bradley Beal for DeRozan? No. I take DeRozan in a heartbeat.
I take that tonight if they want to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
You know?
I know that's right.
And say, Bradley, I fought for you as hard as I could.
Exactly. Line your cell phone. Line your behind on. He turned his back. He said, hurry up. Come on, DeRozan. Come on over here.
Come on, DeRozan. Yep. Come on down here.
Man, listen. I'm telling that family, you get free egg rolls after every game. Right there in the chat. Yeah.
Yep. Because there's about 100 egg roll places right outside the door. All you got to do is step outside the Capitol Club.
Man.
They
man,
right there.
What?
Huh?
What?
I'm about to call y'all some names.
Don't do that, please.
you
know it's true, sis. They even got that little carts down there. They ain't got enough restaurants. They got little carts down there.
Ooh, I ain't messing with you. No, sir.
One thing you can get in D.C. is an egg roll.
You don't know. You don't
and
know.
Guess what?
Now, you
and
might,
guess what?
You might not get it
not
time on your lunch break, but yeah, go ahead, Trees. I'm good.
I know you're good. Not only an egg roll, you can get a steak and cheese egg roll.
What?
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey,
you
bring tell the lady told you don't be coming in there at 2:00 when she's trying to eat her lunch.
Trying to get an egg roll.
Shut up, kid. No, I be trying to play my numbers. She like, lunch. We having lunch. I'm like, man.
If I was
egg roll, y'all.
I tell her every time, if I hit, I was going to look out for y'all. But if I hit somewhere else, I'm looking out for them. I ain't looking out for y'all. And her husband, like her husband, look, he pop his mouth, put his bowl and his chopstick down, and play my numbers for me. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. All right, y'all. That was good. That was good.
That was
just
excellent.
Three subjects in a minute. In a minute.
Yes.
Okay. Now listen. I'm going to say, yes. Great job. Great job. Even with all our sidebars and 57 with, I mean, 007 with what the hell are you saying moment.
Exactly.
That's a good one. What the hell are you saying, Mama? I like that.
You know, that's what I'm
saying.
That's
a new segment.
Right,
yeah, that's
a new segment,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What the hell are you saying, Mama?
That's it. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what's going on.
Come on, man.
You gonna spend some money and buy a new phone. 007, you with us?
Oh yeah.
I cannot.
You here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hey me ma. That's my me ma.
Hey y'all. Hey me ma.
I'm here.
All right, so we got.
I know his cap don't come on here after they lose. I know he don't show up after they lose, especially after we beat them.
Cap texted me. He said sorry, he can't be here. Too much noise. Too much noise around him tonight, so he's not gonna be able to participate.
Okay.
So we got 57. We got Mima. We got 007. We got Big Boy. We got Richie Cup. We got Tang and myself, and also Lady T.
And also my baddie.
My baddie, that's right. But you know what, Tree? My baddie, Blaine Tree. She ain't say one time. Oh, the people online said this, said that. So that's how
they was
you
being quiet
needed.
Today. I don't know what's going on with them. They was being quiet today. Mommy was over here saying she liked and shared everybody. You know, she always come in hot. Already liked, already shared. She come in hot.
Oh, man, don't even ask me. It's done.
Yeah.
All right.
Aaron, I'm trying to see if Aaron playing. But go ahead.
Okay. Don't forget, Tree, the college championship game is replacing Monday Night Football.
Yes.
It's a great idea. Which is a great idea. I can't say it enough. All right.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Okay, so Aaron is participating, you guys. So we got Betty and Aaron online. that is participating. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS5. And it's only $5 to play, but if you win, you win lunch money for the week, because that's probably what it is for you. Or gas money. Let's say that. Gas money, because it's going to be a little bit of coin. So, y'all going to win gas money, okay? Exactly. Everybody needs gas money.
That's okay.
So, listen, guys, just one more thing I need to say. This week is the last week of football, so all these games are division games. They all mean something, okay? Some kind of way. They all mean something. So think about your picks and think about what you're going to say, because you're going to be the winner, okay? So let's start it off. Chiefs, Raiders, tonight, okay? Tonight, baby. Let's get it popping.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it tonight? I thought it was.
No.
No, it's on Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, is it Saturday?
Yeah, ain't no more Thursday.
Let me make sure. Hold on. Let me make sure. Yes, Saturday. Saturday. And it is it's like an evening game. It's at 4:30. So the games start at 4:30, guys. All the games start at 4:30. Okay? So on Saturday, we have the Chiefs and the Raiders at 4:30, January 7th, you guys. This is a January 7th. Come on, big boy.
I got the Chiefs.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I picked the Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs. 57.
Chiefs.
Okay. I'm taking the Chiefs. Come on, Tang.
Chiefs.
Reese.
Chiefs.
I know that's right. Come on, Reese. Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
Okay. Mima.
The Chiefs.
Aaron says Chiefs as well. And you guys, y'all know what that is, right? Y'all already know. First sweep. Boom. That's what that is. Yeah. So, on that same day, Saturday, we have Titans, Jaguars, 8:15. This is the only game that's going to be on. Both of them games are going to be the only games that's on. But the night game, Saturday night game, Titans, Jaguars, you guys. Titans, Jaguars. Come on, Reese.
Jaguars.
Dadgummit.
Dang, girl.
Come on. Dang.
Jaguars. I'm sorry. I ain't hear you.
It's okay. So, Betty and Aaron is going with the Jags. Come on, Mima.
The Titans.
Big boy, it's on you.
Go to jail.
All right. Come on, 007.
Jaguar.
57.
The Jaguars.
That's what it is. Come on, Kale. I'm going Jag. Okay. That was not a sweep because me and Ma took the Titans. Okay. So.
You always messing stuff up.
Leave me, Ma.
You shut up.
I got you back,
Ma. You're lucky I'm at work.
I get them for you while you're at work. I got them. Sunday game, y'all. 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. All these 1 o'clock games, I don't know why they got so many 1 o'clock games, but all of them are 1 o'clock until we get to, I'll let you guys know. But they're all 1 o'clock games. Ravens, Bengals. Wait, I missed one. Browns and the Steelers. Browns and the Steelers. Come on, Tang.
Pick it. Steelers.
Miss Reese.
Browns.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Steelers.
I'm going Steelers as well. 57, I know you're going Steelers.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. Come on, 007.
I like the Steelers in this game. Yeah.
Mom, Betty said Steelers. Come on, big boy.
Hey, my man 57 say Steelers, so I'm going to go Cleveland.
Oh, what?
I just knew you were about to say it.
I cannot say him. Come on, Miss Mima. I'm going with Cleveland, too.
Mm.
Okay. And Aaron
cut off your nose to spite your face.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys. Let's keep it moving. And keep in your mind, guys, keep in your mind that these are all division games, okay? All right, Vikings, Bears. I'm missing one. Wait. Ravens, Bengals. I don't know. What's going on? Ravens, Bengals, okay? Ravens, Bengals. I don't know who's going to win this game. Come on, Tang.
Bengals.
Kill.
Boy. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think the Bengals still a little shook up. I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Reese?
The Bengals.
Okay. Y'all already know what Mom Betty is over here saying. What she saying, Kale?
Ravens, baby.
Ravens, baby.
That's what I wrote.
Come on,
that's
big
what I, that's exactly right.
Come on, big boy.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with I'm gonna go with the Bengals.
007.
Bengals.
57.
Bengals still shook. Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Aaron says Ravens. Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Okay, guys. Did I miss anybody? That would be a no. Vikings versus the Bears. Vikings versus the Bears. This game is in Chicago. Come on. Let me see. 007, you start us out.
I'm going with the
Vikings.
Woo! I'm going with the Vikings. Yeah.
Okay.
Dang, man.
Betty
the hell moment.
Where you live?
Aaron says Vikings. Come on, 57.
Vikings.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Come on, Mima.
The Vikings.
Come on, Miss Reese.
Vikings.
Tiny. What is that?
Vikings.
Who's sawing wood?
I don't know.
Sounds like somebody building something.
Vikings.
Oh,
come on, Kale.
I'm going Vikings.
Okay, that's the second sweep. That is our second sweep, guys. So those two games, are, y'all already know, they don't count. Patriots versus the Bills. Patriots versus the Bills, guys. Come on, Mima, start us out.
I'm going with the Bills.
Okay. Okay. Come on, 007. 007.
He passed out.
Come on, 57. I'm
hearing him scream.
Come on, 57.
Oh, no, my bad. Patriots.
I see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Put
the cigarette down.
I'm back.
I'm on mute. That was
missed. Come on, y'all. We got to hurry up. It's almost time. 57. On you.
Patriots.
All right. Come on, big boy.
Bills.
Aaron and Betty says Bills. Tang, what say you?
Bills.
I'm going Patriots. Kill, what say you?
That mafia, the Bills.
They probably still shook up, too.
I'm about to say.
All right, let's keep it moving. Jets versus the Dolphins. Jets versus the Dolphins. This game is in Miami. Miami. All right.
The bowl of all bowls, the Heidi Bowl.
Come on, 57.
Miami.
Double O seven.
Jets.
Betty says Dolphins. Big boy, what say you?
I got the Dolphins.
Aaron says Dolphins. What say you, Mima?
Dolphins.
Kale.
Miami.
I'm going Jets. Tang.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Reese.
Jets.
I know that's right. Come on, Reese. Me and you, Jets. And 007. All right. Let's keep it moving, guys. Bucks versus the Falcons.
That ain't good company.
You know what?
Are you wrong, you know what? Big bro? Are you wrong?
I'm going to keep on moving. Yep. I'm going to act like I didn't hear him.
Oh, man.
I'm going to act like I didn't hear him because his wife is in that group. So I'm going to act like I didn't hear him because I know his wife is something. So
yes.
Bucks versus the Falcons. Now, I got you back, sir.
Mm-mm.
Aaron says Bucks. What say you, Mima?
The Bucks.
All right. What say you, Reese?
Bucks.
Okay.
Who are they playing again?
The Bucks and the Falcons.
Falcons.
Really?
Didn't I say Falcons?
Really did. You did. Come on, Kale.
Like you just threw $5 out the window. Really?
What?
Hey,
what you say, Kale?
I'm going with Bucks.
Okay. I'm going Bucks. What say you? Betty says Bucks. Big boy, what say you?
Falcons.
Oh, Falcons. You gonna say something to
Big Boy?
Okay. You
gonna say something to Big Boy?
What kind of company you keeping, Tank? You and Big Boy.
Come on, mind the people that know that the Bucks ain't gonna have all their people out there.
Thank you, sir.
I'm mad at that.
Thank you,
that's,
sir.
That's the football. That's what you get out of me, and Big Boy. I already know how
you
go.
They need to win this game, though, Tank.
I got you.
They need to win this game.
007.
I'm going with the Falcons.
Hey, Panthers, I can't even talk. Panthers, y'all get on my nerves. Oh,
who you
man.
Say? Tell us what you say first, Tree, so I know what to say. Who I say?
I can't. Panthers, Saints. Come on, Big Boy.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
You said Panthers, okay. 007, what say you?
I'm going Saints.
Come on, 57.
Baptist.
Betty said Saints. Come on, Reese.
Saints.
Kane.
Saints.
Kale.
I'm going to Panthers.
Aaron is going. He ain't write nothing yet. Come on, Mima.
The Saints.
I'm going Panthers. Aaron says Saints. All right, you guys. Texans, Colts. And don't forget your $5, guys. Don't forget your $5. All right. Come on, start us off, Mima. Texans, Colts.
The Colts.
The Colts. Gotcha. Betty says Colts. Aaron says Texans. Come on, big boy.
Texans.
Come on, 007.
Oh, Colts.
Come on, 57. Come on, y'all. It's all time. All right, Reese.
007 act like somebody kicking his butt over there. Oh.
Come on, Reese. Thanks.
No, baby.
No.
We on the Texans
Colts.
And Colts.
Wow. The Colts. Gotcha. Come on, Tang.
Texas.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Colts.
I'm going Texans. Everybody good. All right. Next game is Cardinals 49ers. Cardinals 49ers. You guys. Come on, Reese.
Forty-niners.
Come on, Tank.
49ers.
Kale.
49ers.
Everybody online says 49ers.
Yeah, everybody.
Big boy, what say you?
49ers.
007.
For real.
The 49ers.
49ers. 57.
49ers.
Meemaw.
49ers.
That is a sweep, guys. So that game is not in void again. Cowboys, Washington. Cowboys, Washington. Y'all, guys, listen, guys. We got to get through this fast. We only got 10 minutes. We got to get through it fast. Keep your comments to yourself and to the end. I'm going to highlight it. All right? Kale, I got you in Washington. Dang, I got you Cowboys.
Correct.
Reese, what you going?
Washington.
Got you. Oh, Aaron says Cowgirls.
Friday. I see you tomorrow.
Meemaw, what say you? Betty says Cowboys. Meemaw.
Cowboys.
What?
That's why I got an A. 007, what say you?
I'm going with Commanders. Commanders.
57.
Cowboys.
Big boy, Washington.
Washington.
Gotcha. All right, that should be, wait, is that everybody? Y'all already know I took 49ers. I ain't have to even say that. All right. Oh, Cowboys. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
You said my bloody
Rams and the
down.
Seahawks, guys. Rams and the Seahawks. Let's go. I'm going. Oh, I hate both of these teams. I'm going Hawks. Come on, Tang.
Seahawks.
Rams and the Seahawks. Reese. Seahawks. Aaron is saying Rams. Betty is saying Seahawks. Big Boy is saying
Rams.
57 is saying
Seahawks.
007 is saying
Seahawks. Seahawks.
Mima.
Seahawks. Who am I missing?
Tail.
Rams.
All right, guys. Let's keep it moving. Giants, Eagles. We almost done, guys. I'm trying to get it finished so we can at least talk about some of them. Giants, Eagles. Kale, start us off, Kale.
Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Tang.
Giants.
I'm going Giants. Reese, what say you?
Giants.
Come on, Aaron. He said Giants. Come on, Mima. Eagles. Betty says Eagles.
What was that?
Come on, big boy.
Hey, if Minshew's still in there, I'm going with the Giants.
He is.
Okay, Giants.
Come on, 57.
Giants.
007.
Jack.
Did I get everybody? That would be a yes. Let's keep it moving, guys. Chargers versus the Broncos. Let me see where we're at. It's still a Sunday 4:25 game. This is Sunday 4:25 game, you guys. Chargers Broncos. Okay? Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
Huh?
Chargers.
Come on, Reese.
Chargers.
Yes. Come on, Tang.
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. Kale.
San Diego.
Betty's going Broncos. Big boy, what say you?
I'm going to go Broncos.
Aaron is going Aaron is taking Chargers. 007.
Chargers.
57.
Broncos.
That should be everybody. Okay.
That's it.
How about Lions Packers? I miss somebody?
No.
Let me somebody.
No.
Lions Packers, guys. Lions Packers. I am going to start this one. I am taking the Packers. Tang.
Lions.
Oh, wait. Okay, well, give me your score, too, you guys. Give me your score.
We're doing the score on the Monday night with the college game.
But we don't know if this is going to be on the Monday night.
The college game is Monday night.
College game, come on Monday,
Hold on. I understand. Wait a minute. Calm down, everybody. What I'm saying is we're going to do the score on a college game and not the NFL game?
Nah.
Yeah, that's what we said, right?
Yeah, yeah, that'll be good. It's still a football game.
Man, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go, Tang. What you taking?
What's
the Sunday night game?
Tang? Who you taking?
Who the Sunday night game?
Lions, Packers. Lions, Packers.
Oh, I said Lions. I said Lions.
Come on, Reese.
Packers.
Come on, Kale.
Green Bay.
Betty said Packers. Big boy.
I'm alive.
007.
Packers. Yeah.
57.
Detroit.
Lions for Aaron. Meemaw. Green Bay. That should be everybody. All right. Now listen, college game, big college game. We need a score for the. Y'all know how we do Monday night. We need a score and a win for the winner. TCU and Georgia State. TCU and Georgia, you guys. I'm going Georgia. And I'm going 35-31. Go Tang.
I'm going TCU. 28-23, I'm sorry.
Come on, Reed.
Georgia.
I need a score.
I don't know. 30-28.
Okay. Come on, Kate. Well, let me write these ones down online real quick. Betty says Georgia, and she's going 45-42.
Damn.
Aaron is going TCU, and he's saying 41-38. Say you, Mima. TCU, 47-41.
Wow.
All right, what say you, big boy?
I got Georgia 21-18.
Come on, Kale.
Give me TCU 30-17.
007. 57.
32-21 TCU.
Oh, sorry. 42-17,
Georgia. Come on.
42-17,
Georgia. Yeah.
42-17.
Yep.
And that, listen, guys, and that is it. We don't have time for a break. We're just going to keep on talking about whatever team we want to talk about. And I think the team that we really wanted to talk about was that Cowboy and Redskins game. The Washington Redskins Commanders.
That's what my big commander.
They're probably going to be called something different next year anyway, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah,
the road.
This is going to be the doozy right here. This is going to be the pot to call the kettle green because the money green. So
hey,
that's what I say.
I'm at a quandary because I want my team to win the last game of the season, but
Right.
If this going to help Ron Rivera get out the door, then, yeah, yeah. I think I want that more than a win. I want him gone. I want him gone. And I know there's going to be a lot of changes as far as ownership and all that.
Yeah.
And whoever the new owner going to try to bring their own people in. So, you know, yeah, I'm looking forward to the off season, bump the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and all that. I'm looking forward to the off season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get Tutty out of there too.
Oh man,
I can't with him.
I don't.
Why don't they just move the Commanders back into D.C. to RFK Stadium, redo the stadium, leave the team alone? They want to sell the team anyway.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
the team was right there. RFK was right there. It was a great stadium for a football game.
Yeah.
It was convenient.
Yeah.
Get off the subway, you right there. You know?
You had to walk up no damn hill.
Just like the net.
No 2 mile hill. Yes, I get off the subway, I can see the net step to enter the stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. This D.C., man. This is D.C. Marcus. Is that you, Marcus?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Marcus.
Say something. You missed the picks. Did you want to play a part of the picks, Marcus? You want to give them to me?
I did, man. But I did. Y'all left me on home, man. I got called. All right. That'll work. You call me after the show and give them to me. All right, yeah, that'll work. I'll call you. Hey, okay, hey, I know y'all gotta go, man, but I think what y'all should do, we should take Dan Snyder and strip him butt naked on Ben and Roll and last word right there.
That was our last word. That right there was the last word. Marcus,
yep.
We love you for
hey,
that.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
You know you are promoting violence, man. And that guy, if he sues the old lady, he gonna press charges on us. For real. They bruise my skin.
Hey, bro, he got a boat. He got a boat that's worth more than half of this funky state. I'm good.
Back.
Let's throw rocks at that dude on Ben and Roo. Butt naked.
And on that note, guys, right there, with him being butt naked on Ben and Roo, okay? We're going to leave it right there.
Until
we find him slowly, we're going to leave it right there. So... Yes, we love you guys, and we set time today for the show, guys. I'm so sorry. We love you guys, but Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. I want that to sink in. We love you, okay? Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcClain and listen to the broadcast there as well. We want to wish everybody that's hearing my voice, I want to wish you guys a lovely weekend full of sports, full of everything. You guys just enjoy yourself. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, if you love them, they better already know, man. They better already know. And y'all all know that Lady T and I love you all dearly. Thank you guys again, Marcus, 007, 57, Reese, Ann, Ma Betty, Thane. Hey, everybody that participated, big boy, in this show today, we want to say thank you guys. We're looking forward to Tuesday, 5 p.m. Until then, don't get none on you.
We're the sound and tell the people about the business coming your way.
Dan Snyder.
I know now.